that's for sure. That's why I'm still driving older vehicles. My newest vehicle is a 15. That's my wife's car. My car is a 2010, and I've got my tow vehicle for the bikes and that and camping and that is a 2000 Chevy Astro van. So it's the cost of the vehicles and what you're getting. They've just priced everything just out of everybody's ability. And we always used to purchase, my wife and I growing up, when we first got married, we bought basically a new car every 5 years, and the old car went to me, the new car went to my wife, and we rotated them out every 5 years for a new vehicle. And we bought them new off the showroom or the van we ordered, so there was no discount there. And now it's just, they've got so much crap on them, and you can't buy even a stripped out model anymore. You want to get cruise control on it, you have to buy a package that adds a bunch of extra stuff on it that I don't want and don't need, but that's what they got. So I got to look for a used vehicle, and of course what they call low mileage now is not what I would consider low mileage. I bet the cars are lasting a lot longer. My car's got 101,000 on it, being 15 years old. My wife's at 93, but my 2000 van just turned over 141,000, and that's 25 years old. So we don't drive them a lot. We split them between the vehicles. But, yeah, they just want too much, and the used ones have got way too many miles on them and too high a price yet. So, all right, guys, I'm going to jump out of here. Good talk to you both. I just pulled in the driveway, and I see the wife has just got home from grocery shopping. So the trunk's open, and she's going to say, pick up some bags as I walk through. So I better get on those. So 73 to everyone. Have a good weekend. Enjoy the nice weather or the calmer weather while we have it. So, KCHYVF, back over to one of you.